Romans chapter 8. Sermons by Paul C. Jung. Sermon 1. There is never any condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Beloved saints, today, through the word of Romans chapter 8, verse 1, we want to share God's grace under the title, There is Never Any Condemnation for Those Who Are in Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul says, There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. This word is God's confirmed verdict given to the people who have received the removal of sin. There is never any condemnation means that God never again determines sin upon those who are in Christ Jesus. It means he does not look at them as those who have sin. It means he does not determine them as those who are under God's judgment. However, many people cannot believe this word. Why is that? It is because they look at their own flesh. It is because they look at their own weakness. It is because, even after receiving the removal of sin, they condemn themselves while looking at their flesh that is still weak, their thoughts that are lacking, their habits that remain, and their appearance of not being able to live perfectly according to God's will. But God speaks, No condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. This is not our feeling, but God's word. It is not our condition, but God's verdict. It is not the level of our flesh, but the result of the salvation that Jesus Christ accomplished. The flesh of a person is truly weak. The flesh of a person is truly weak. We want good things with our hearts. But the flesh does not follow that heart well. With our hearts, we want to serve God well, want to live for the gospel, and want to live according to the word, but the flesh is sometimes lazy, weak, and seeks its own comfort first. The Apostle Paul also knew this fact. In Romans chapter 7, he lamented, Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Romans chapter 7, verse 24. This is not something the Apostle Paul said because he did not know the gospel. It is a confession he made because he knew how weak the flesh is even after meeting the Lord. A born-again person also has flesh. A person who has received the removal of sin also has a flesh that wants to eat, wants to rest, and wants to seek its own comfort. There are times when one ought to pray but cannot pray, when one ought to come before the word but the heart grows distant, and when one ought to serve the gospel but the fatigue and weakness of the flesh take precedence. Because of this weakness of the flesh, saints suffer. Am I really a child of God? How can I be called a righteous person when I am this weak? Can I boldly go before God when I am this lacking? They come to have these thoughts. However, it is exactly to these people that God gave Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. God knows the weakness of our flesh. God knows how weak our flesh is. God knows that we are beings made of dust. God knows that although we want to serve the Lord with our hearts, there are times when we stumble and are lacking in our flesh. But would God have saved us without knowing the weakness of our flesh? No. God sent Jesus, knowing completely what kinds of sins we would commit, from birth until death, what kinds of weaknesses we would show, and in what kinds of shortcomings we would live. Our Lord did not come because we are people who commit only a little sin. He came because we cannot escape from sin on our own. He came because our flesh is so weak that we cannot become righteous by the law. He came because we are those who have no choice but to be judged before God. Therefore, God is not someone who looks at our weakness and condemns us again. Rather, He is the one who knew all those weaknesses and accomplished perfect salvation in Jesus Christ. The determination of sin was not upon us, but upon Jesus. We must deeply think about the word, "There is no condemnation." Condemnation means determining sin. It is God judging a certain person saying, "You have sin, however." Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says, that there is never any condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Why is that? It is because the determination of sin was not upon us, but upon Jesus. God did not determine our sins upon us. God determined our sins upon His Son, Jesus Christ. When Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, all our sins passed over to Jesus. Not only our past sins, but also our present sins, future sins, sins committed in the heart, and sins committed through the weakness of the flesh, all passed over to Jesus. And Jesus hung on the cross. Jesus, who took on our sins through baptism, received all the judgment for our sins by bleeding and dying on the cross. Therefore, the determination of sin was upon Jesus, and the judgment was also handed down to Jesus. That is why there is never any condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. It is not because we do not commit sin. It is not because we are physically perfect. It is because Jesus already took on our sins and already received the judgment. A person who believes in Jesus. Baptism and cross is a person who is in Christ Jesus. Being in Christ Jesus does not simply mean attending church. It also does not mean just saying with one's mouth, "I believe in Jesus." A person who is in Christ Jesus is a person who believes in their heart the fact that Jesus took on all my sins through baptism, received the judgment of those sins on the cross, and resurrected to make me righteous. When Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist in the Jordan River, He fulfilled all righteousness. All righteousness is God's righteousness that made all people sinless. Just as in the Old Testament, a sinner laid hands on the head of a sacrificial offering to pass over their sins. In the New Testament, John the Baptist, the representative of mankind, baptized Jesus, and thereby the sins of all mankind passed over to Jesus. After that, Jesus died on the cross. Why did He die? Because He took on our sins through baptism. Jesus' cross is the place where the one who took on the sins paid the price of sin. And Jesus rose again from the dead. This resurrection is God's proof that our sins have been completely resolved. A person who believes in this baptism, cross, and resurrection of Jesus is a person who is in Christ Jesus. For such a person, there is never any condemnation. One does not become a sinner again because of the weakness of the flesh. Beloved everyone, we must clearly know this part. Just because the flesh is weak, after receiving the removal of sin, does not mean one becomes a sinner again. Just because habits of the flesh remain, does not mean God determines sin again. Just because shortcomings are revealed, does not mean salvation is cancelled. Satan attacks exactly this part. Are you not still weak? Are you not still lacking? Do you not still have habits of the flesh? Therefore, you have sin. He deceives like this. However, we must answer with the word. No condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. When Satan brings our physical weakness and tries to condemn us, we must hold on to the baptism Jesus received from John and the cross. My sins passed over to Jesus. Jesus received the judgment of my sins. God does not condemn me. I am in Christ Jesus. We must believe like this. Faith makes us escape from the condemnation of the flesh. Faith raises us up again. Faith clears away the fog in our hearts. Faith makes us go boldly before God. Condemning oneself is not faith. There are times when people who have received the removal of sin abuse themselves because of the weakness of their flesh. Why am I so lacking? Why am I so inadequate? I have no qualification to stand before God. They condemn themselves like this. However, this is not humility. This is not faith. It is believing one's own feelings more than God's word. If God says, there is never any condemnation, but one thinks to oneself, I must be condemned, that is not believing God's word. Of course, this is not saying that we should treat the faults of the flesh lightly. The flesh must be beaten and made to submit. Wrong habits must be fixed by faith. The weakness of the flesh must not be neglected. However, one must not think that they have become a sinner again because of the weakness of the flesh. We must acknowledge our wrong parts before God. Turn back by the word, and rise again by faith. Rather than falling into condemnation and growing distant from the Lord, we must believe the word that there is no condemnation and go forward before the Lord again. The faith that believes in God's righteousness raises us up. The life of faith is faith from beginning to end. That we are saved is also faith. Following the Lord is also faith. Escaping from the condemnation of the flesh is also faith. Serving the gospel is also faith. Uniting with the church is also faith. That God uses us as instruments of righteousness is also faith. If there is no faith, a person only looks at their own flesh. If one looks at the flesh, they have no choice but to be discouraged. However, if there is faith, one looks at Jesus Christ. If one looks at Jesus, thanksgiving comes out. If one looks at Jesus, strength comes out. If one looks at Jesus, one can serve the Lord again. Whenever we are weak, we must hold on to this word. No condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. If we believe this word, the heart comes alive. If the heart comes alive, the flesh also gains the strength to serve the Lord again. If left without faith, our flesh is a weak flesh. But if offered to God by faith, it becomes an instrument of righteousness. If our body is without faith, it can be dragged by the habits of sin. But if offered to the Lord by faith, it becomes an instrument of the gospel. We must oppose Satan's condemnation with God's word. Satan constantly tries to condemn us. He brings our past, brings our present weakness, and brings the shortcomings of the flesh. And he says, "What kind of righteous person are you? What kind of child of God are you? What kind of worker of the gospel are you?" At that time, we must lift up the word. There is never any condemnation. We must oppose him with this word. Also, we must hold on to the word of John chapter 1, verse 29. "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus took away the sin of the world. My sin is also included in the sin of the world. Jesus took charge of all my sins. Satan retreats before the word. If we stand believing the word, Satan cannot bind us. However, if we lose hold of the word and only look at our own feelings and the weakness of the flesh, we easily become pressed down by Satan's condemnation. Therefore, we must hold on to the word. We must hold on to the baptism Jesus received from John the Baptist, the cross, and the resurrection. Even if I am lacking, I am a child of God. Even if I am weak, I am in Christ Jesus. My sins passed over to Jesus. God does not condemn me. We must live by this faith. The faith that there is no condemnation is not self-indulgence, but gives new strength. Some people ask, if there is no condemnation, does it mean we can commit sin as we please? However, such a question is the question of a person who does not know the gospel. A person who truly believes in the grace of the removal of sin is not a person who wants to commit sin as they please. Rather, they are thankful to God and want to serve the Lord. The word that there is no condemnation is not a word that makes us self-indulgent. This word is a word that raises us up again. It is a word that stands a person who has fallen due to the weakness of the flesh before God again. It is a word that makes a person who tries to grow distant from the church, distant from the word, and distant from the gospel, because of being pressed down by guilt, come out before the throne of grace again. God does not want us to grow distant from the Lord because of the weakness of the flesh. God wants us to rise again by faith. God wants us to believe, because I am in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation, and serve the gospel again. Therefore, a person who believes this word goes closer to the Lord. They become more thankful. They become bolder. They serve the gospel more. Let us offer our bodies and minds to God by faith. Our flesh is weak. However, if we offer it to God by faith, God uses it. Our minds can also be weak. Our thoughts can be lacking, and our bodies can be tired. However, a body offered to God becomes an instrument of righteousness. The Apostle Paul knew the weakness of his own flesh. However, he lived by faith. He beat his body and made it submit while preaching the gospel. He did not give up the Lord's work because of the weakness of his flesh. Why is that? It is because he knew the gospel. that there is never any condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We must also live like that. We must put our shortcomings behind us, entrust them to Jesus, and go forward toward the Lord again. We must offer our bodies, minds, and thoughts for God's righteousness, for the salvation of souls, and for the propagation of the gospel. Do not collapse because of the weakness of the flesh. Do not condemn yourself. Do not accept Satan's accusations. Believe what God has spoken. There is never any condemnation. Believe this word and rise again. Let us rise, believing the word that there is never any condemnation. Beloved saints, there is never any condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. This is not our word, but God's word. Even if our flesh is weak, even if our habits are lacking, and even if our deeds are not perfect, God does not determine sin upon those who are in Jesus Christ. Why is that? It is because Jesus took charge of all our sins through baptism. It is because he paid all the price of our sins on the cross. It is because he gave us new life by resurrecting. Therefore, we must believe. The determination of our sin was not upon us, but upon Jesus. Our judgment does not remain upon us, but Jesus received it on the cross. Therefore, we are people who have no condemnation in Christ Jesus. By this faith, let us escape from the weakness of the flesh. By this faith, let us defeat Satan's condemnation. By this faith, let us go boldly before God. By this faith, let us offer our bodies as instruments of righteousness. By this faith, let us serve the gospel. I hope that all of us become blessed saints who hold on to God's word, that there is never any condemnation. Gain new strength again to follow the Lord, and preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Amen.